the 5RJF, the One Echo Papa Portable, coming to you on 9300. How do you copy, Randy?
Yeah, I copy you okay there. No problem there. Not as crisp as on Echolink, but good copy. You got some background white noise there, but that's no problem. I was going to suggest that next is to see where the issue is, whether it's at your end or whether it's 9029, the reflector, 9020 reflector. Go ahead. Do you copy me?
Yeah, copy loud and clear. Just give me a second. I'll disconnect from 9300 and uplink to 9029 momentarily. One Echo Papa Portable disconnecting from 9300. V5RJF, V1 Echo Papa Portable on 9029. I'll copy, Randy.
Yeah, I copy your transmission, no problem there on 9029. Do you copy me? Over.
Yeah, very good, Randy. The problem was at my end. Thank you for that. Now I've got to get back to laying down my floor, or I'll never get it done. 7-3, we'll be on the side listening. And thanks for the check. One Echo, Papa, Portable, clear.
Wow, you're doing a total makeover of that room there. Wow, I take it you've done your painting there and so forth. Now you're on the flooring. Wowzers, that's lots of work. All right, you take care. Have a good day there. Be safe and say hi to the family, to the wife there. Hope she's doing all right. And take her easy, take her slow. Maybe get done. VE1 Echo Papa, VE5RJM. And a good morning to you both.
VE1 Echo Papa, V7 November Zulu.
Good morning, Adrian. How are things your way there? Over.
Oh, I was just calling you. Just getting the first packets in on the balloon. It's off the west coast of Nova Scotia between Maine and, well, not Maine, I guess, between Boston and Nova Scotia, but had a bit of a scare. The altitude had dropped to 9,800 meters from almost 13,000. Now it's popped back up to 13,000, and it's headed west. It's in a very strange location right now. We're getting some very interesting, I mean, it's trying to suggest that it's going 264 kilometers an hour in the last packet. I think there's some, I looked on Ventusky, and there's this really strange bit of wind and low pressure in a very narrow area off the west coast of Newfoundland at that height. I think that's what we're witnessing. So hopefully it bounces back. It's just in a, as the pilots would say, going through a period of turbulence.
Yeah, very good there. Stand by one. Yeah, it must have just come in because I was looking at it. I'm just going to refresh my screen here, and I know Vancouver was reported. Yeah, I see a dip there in the graph, I should say. Okay, I'm going to back out here so I see exactly where it's at. Yeah, it seems like it wants to take a. Actually, it's right over Yarmouth there now, Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. Or on off the coast of Yarmouth, and seems to be hitting towards Sable Island. Anyway, I'll check the wind speed there and see what happens there. I was praying it'd come over Halifax, but I don't want to come in that way. Over.
Yeah, I'm just looking at Ventusky now at 40,000 feet. It looks like it's hitting the fastest part of the jet stream almost any second now, and should head straight south down towards Bermuda, and then east across the Atlantic to Morocco and that area. Very interesting. Gosh, it gave me a scare this morning. Mind you, I have to think about this. I had a channel conflict, and I just fixed it. Somebody pointed out that we had some registration issues, so I just fixed that, and maybe it temporarily got its data corrupted, and now it's back to normal. But no, I think it took a bit of a dip there. It's kind of interesting. I've got another link I've been looking at on the Trakito website. If you don't have it, I can send that to you. But it shows you a lot of interesting data, including how far away the signal's been picked up. Yesterday, when it was just east of James Bay, I picked it up at this time, just around sunrise in Vancouver, which was pretty impressive. It was a really weak signal, but again, 27 milliwatts. And I picked it up directly on 20 meters, which is pretty cool. The furthest distance we've picked up a signal so far, or been picked up by, is 4,008 kilometers. Conditions on 20 have not been good in the day, which hasn't been helpful, but at night they've been excellent. But of course, we don't transmit at night. So anyway, we'll keep monitoring. Interesting day ahead, I think.
Yeah, that was the tracker I was trying to find the other day. I was asking Henry about it, and it's the Trakito tracker. I had that URL for it, but I think when I lost all my data 2 months ago, that was one of the links that disappeared. So yeah, if you can send that back to me, I appreciate it. And yeah, we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll hopefully. My concern, I find a lot of balloons, believe it or not, disappear over the Bermuda Triangle. It's a place that I hope no balloons go over, because it's it not only takes down shipwrecks, but I think it's probably just all in all in there. Adrian, over.
Yeah, I don't know about the Bermuda Triangle stuff. I used to follow all that back in the day, but it's funny how, have you noticed how since we have modern tools for seeing what's going on from space and camera phones and that, we don't see as many Sasquatches or Bermuda Triangle situations. We don't see any, it seems, and many less UFO sightings. So, something to be thought about there. But, of course, that Malaysian Airlines flight still magically disappeared. I'm still surprised they haven't found that down in the Indian Ocean area. That's still weird. But there you go. As we know from balloons, it's a big planet. You can lose your balloon very easily. Mind you, losing a 747 is a whole other deal. Anyway, I sent you the two things. The link, the first one is the link to the channel tracking on Trakito. Scroll down, and you can see some very interesting data, where we've been spotted, all sorts of things. So anyway, it's a really cool site. And then the second link is the GitHub site for Trakito. And yes, that's what we've been using now for the last number of flights. You buy the Trakito trackers 10 at a time out of China, and I think I actually bought the thinner version than they spec. You can spec the PCB thickness. Cost a few dollars more, but it's even lighter. And they're still dirt cheap, right? The Pi Zeros, you're in for about $30 for the whole thing, I think. So, there you go. Okay, well, I just got up a little while ago. It's the first thing I check, of course, is where we are. And going to get some coffee and get on with the day here. Hi to Randy. I heard him in there chatting as well. And we'll catch up with you later in the day there, Emil. And fingers crossed, it all works out today. V1EP, V7NZ.
Yeah, very good, very good. So, them trackers, do they program for you, or you got to program yourself, over?
It's pretty easy. Trying to remember now. Yeah, what you do is you solder the tracker to the Raspberry Pi, and they show you how to do that on that site I see on the GitHub. The trick is to do that to make it work, but also have the minimum amount of solder you can use so that it's not too heavy, because there's like 18 connections or something. Then you plug it into your PC on the USB port, and you drag this file that they have on the GitHub site. You just drag it to the root directory and restart the Pi. Now it's done. Now it's got the software running on it, and what you do is you then make a serial connection with a program like PuTTY or something like that. You make a serial connection over USB to that Pi, and it will bring up then you go to your browser, and it will bring up a user interface where it simply says enter your call sign and what channel do you want to use on the channel map, and that's it. It can be a bit fiddly at first. The first time you do it, it takes you a while to figure out what's going on there, but once it's not that hard. It's just a bit fiddly at first, and then now I can do it in my sleep, right? You just could have done it so many times, but it's once you've got the software running, it's you just get a browser interface, and it's menu driven, and all I think you can change in there is the channel you've chosen on Whisper, and that's done selecting that channel map. Click on the GitHub site I sent you. Go to the Trakito channel map. You pick a channel that's free, and you register it under your balloon call sign, and then you enter that channel in the UI along with the call sign of the balloon, and that's it. There's a little bit more tricky stuff here and there to then get that all to flow through the Sound Hub, but that's the core of it right there. So the short answer is not too hard.